From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man armed with both a paintball and pellet gun used a rented vehicle Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City. Tuesday, at least 8 people killed, several others injured, before police shot and wounded the assailant. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
Let me be clear, that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror, aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit, but we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient, and our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan, who entered the U.S. in 2010. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted. Odinga called for legitimate forms of protest, including economic boycotts, peaceful processions, and picketing.
If election is allowed to stand, the highest office in the land will be occupied by a person who has usurped power. We in NASA are resolute that this sham election cannot and will not be allowed to stand.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election, the ballot required after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8 election over widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Tuesday said Iran has no need to increase the range of its ballistic missiles, which the country's supreme leader has set at 2,000 kilometers, giving them a range to hit most Mideast targets. General Mohammad Ali Jafari said American forces and their interests remain inside that range, adding Iran will be able to respond to any possible desperate attack. In Syria, at least 6 school children were killed in an artillery attack by government forces in rebel-held Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the latest shelling struck a school in Jizreen as children were leaving. The incident occurred as Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to bring the regime and its opponents together for a congress aimed at a political settlement. Speaking on the sidelines of Syrian peace talks in Kazakhstan, Russian negotiator Alexander Lavrentyev said the dialogue would be organized under the aegis of the UN-backed Geneva peace process. He said the chief task would be constitutional reform, with the first round slated for November 18 in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. At least 12 people were killed in the eastern Libyan city of Derna during an airstrike late Monday, about 250 kilometers west of the Egyptian border, controlled by Islamist militants. Derna has long been besieged by forces of the eastern-based Libyan National Army. At least 2 officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Among those facing possible jail time is Catalonia's planning minister, Josep Rull.
It's possible to go to prison because the Spanish justice is very strange justice. So, obviously, this is a possibility. So, we are not scared. We are not criminals. We are Democrats.
Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against the Catalan officials. The U.S. says it plans to vote no Wednesday when the U.N. General Assembly again takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo against Cuba. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
The Trump administration policy gives greater emphasis in advancing human rights and democracy in Cuba, while maintaining engagement that serves U.S. national interests, maintains engagement on areas of U.S. national interest, ensures U.S. engagement benefits the Cuban people, and ensures compliance with the statutory ban on tourism to Cuba.
Last year, President Barack Obama, the U.S. abstained for the first time as he sought to normalize relations with Havana. The flame for the Winter Olympic Games in February has arrived in South Korea 100 days ahead of the opening ceremony, accompanied by South Korean Olympic gold medalist Kim Yuna. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.